Blog Talk Radio.
Creator himself
recommend, and that is Allah being the creator of this creation. There's many gods. Football game got God. Basketball game got God. Some people got a God, look like a Caucasian man hanging on this wall. Then call him, he got two names. He got the Son of God, and he got God hanging on his wall. A man who didn't save himself. So we're here tonight on 25th of December. We know this is a holiday, a legal holiday. And it's a legal holiday. It's been recognized for years. And we know that in this holiday, it's full of lies and conception. So we're not here people having their family out and they're coming together, eating and enjoying themselves. Oh, that is a beautiful thing. That should be done not just on the 25th of December, but the 23rd of October, the 30th of June. I mean, mostly all year. What more valuable than the family life and coming together? So we're here tonight to promote that. To promote that there's only one God. That God lives and never die. How can somebody say they killed God? You know, Allah, the creator, he allowed that. But he also allowed his servants to change that. His servant is trying to change that. And with the garden that once was full of snakes, dealers, full of liars, deceptions, and that's what you got going on today. Some of the biggest lies have been told, adding up to this day here. And we have no problem with the family coming together. But when you tell a lie that a man come down a chimney, that you don't even have a chimney no more, and you still telling that lie, then you done got grounded, and you done got grounded in a lie. And Christ Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set us free. We want to be free, and we want to stay free. We can't stay free living lies. Somebody died for your sin. And anytime I find people say that, I try to get them to go down to the courthouse and mention that to a jury. Since you believe that, which you wholeheartedly, you believe that, and you won't go down to a courthouse and tell the judge, and many African-American people are getting thrown in jail for nothing, traffic ticket that they incurred because of an evil, wicked police officer of planted lies, lied on them. They were speeding, they driving too fast. They got a couple of cases here where they locked Caucasian, African-American men and women up for smoking marijuana, and they didn't find none. And even after they tested them and found out they had none in their system, they found it hard to get their life back together. You gonna tell me this is right? And it only happened and continue to happen because we don't have no unity. Good people don't want to come together, good people. Why? Because one say black, one say white. Huh? Goodness supposed to be come together to do the right thing, no matter what physical color you might have, because you didn't give it to yourself. God gave it to you for trust. You letting the trust down. You let evil, you letting Satan rule and manage and call the shots. And you will never have a decent world to live. You will never have a true life to live long as Satan is operating right out in the open. So we like to open this talk up with a prayer. We call it opening. Call our Fatiha. It's what God gave us to pray to him. It's called our Fatiha. It means to open up something. We've been opening this talk up. And I'm sure Jesus had said our Fatiha, or Moses, all of them, because we are all one brotherhood. We all come from Adam. We all represent one God. And when you talk about the Christian was suffering the same thing, the oppression we were suffering at one time when the Christian believed in one God. They crucified him. They fed him to the lion until they got them to say that, yeah, we believe in a Father, Son, and a Holy Ghost. When they stopped saying that, when they stopped saying they believe in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they stopped throwing them to the lion. So we like to open up with a prayer. Myself, I'm Abdullah Akbar. I'm from Atlanta, Cato, Georgia. So along with my wife, Dahir Akbar, we're from Cato, Georgia, and we have another co-host worker, Sujah Muhammad. He's from Baton Rouge, and we have a brother from Columbus, Georgia. Brother Muhammad, he sometimes come on, and then we have an imam, special treat, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. So we like to open up with a prayer. First it was said in the Arabic language, the most beautiful language, because none of the prophets spoke English. Never heard English, all of them, the main major prophets never heard English in their life. So this is the way they pray. They say, Humalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbi Laidameen Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omidin. Iyaka na'budu iyaka nasta'in ihdina siratal mustaqim siratal ladina an'amta 'alayhim ghayri maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin Amen. English translation. We seek protection from the Creator, from the heaven and earth, with the name of God. God is the name of Allah, most gracious, and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask in the Creator to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and none of those who wrath is brought down, or none of those who go astray. Amen. We greet you again in the greatest greeting of all the greeting. There's no other greeting greater than this greeting, because this greeting is to remind you that God wants peace and want for us to keep the peace. And that's have been the problem. Satan taught us how to mess the peace up, not have no peace, and they're calling lots of life and lot of instruction, a lot of fear going on. Because if they can get you to stop being peaceful, then oh, they send all the other stuff in on you. Tattoos, earring in the eye, nose, and all over your body. Then get you to say you're doing your own thing. You're not. You're doing exactly what they have designed that to do, to pierce your body. And God said not to mutilate your body. It's your body, but when it's, you can't take it to the graveyard once you're dead. Somebody else got to pick it up and carry it to the grave. You can't do it. So it's your body, but it gets sick. You got to take that body to a doctor to tell you what's wrong with it. So, but Allah is all our God. He is the creator of all of us. He upset emotion or intelligence that we all should have and respect for the creator of this creation. So we like to thank you for coming on our Block Talk radio station, where we're here tonight to remind you that the image, all these false images of God, must be removed. In order for we to be a human family again, this is where the problem came in at. When God said, don't make no image, and they did it anyway. They made an image. And they shouldn't have never done that. God said, don't make no image of him. And that's what makes people of color dislike each other. One think they're better than each other. one trying to make one inferior, and one is trying to make the one superior. The only superiority is in the word, live person who live in the word of God, living it to a T. Don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, don't fornicate, don't harm nobody. Then that person is living the word of his creation, and he got a good chance to go to Jannah. If he fail not to do that, then all the doors that hell has opened, he can fall into those traps and might not get out. Like homosexuality. God said, Jesus said in the Bible, two men should not be laying with each other. Netflix says, all right. Some people say that people can lay whatever they want to. That's their business. God said, destroy some Gomaya for the same act. So the only thing you come on this earth is to honor and respect God. When you disrespect God, you tell God that he don't tell you what to do. Then what are the choice that you made for yourself that you asking God to put you in a place that you earn and it wasn't good, because you can't do wrong and get good. You got to reap what you sow. So God has instructed us to do right with this most precious life that he done left us, that he shared with us. Give us all opportunity to wake up every morning, giving us all opportunity to get this life in order. So we thank Allah for Imam Washuddin Muhammad, who brought us this, what all the prophets brought to the people. Remove the racial image. This is what the problem is. Abraham had the problem. Moses had the problem. Jesus had the problem. And so Jesus spoke about the problem. They took him twisting around and tried to make Jesus God, a man. Then they give him the same image of the same people that put us in this condition. And we know Jesus was born in Africa. But they said they love Jesus, but they don't love us. And we don't love us. Somewhere that's a trick in the language. Huh? We're supposed to be good neighbors. Are we good neighbors? Some of us, we don't want to stay naked though to nobody that look like us. Why? Because African Americans have been made to think inferior, act inferior, go to inferior school, eat inferior food, live an inferior life. With Netflix, Peacock, all them channels, BET, when they get through with you or your children, you're going to be in opposition of what God wants you to be. You're not going to be a good Christian. You're not going to be a good Muslim. They're teaching our children how to kill each other. through selling drugs. The CIA come out? No, it was a CIA, FBI came out, and they said they were the number one supplier of drugs in our neighborhood. Yeah. The number one supplier, they dropped dope in our community first. They went in the laboratories and got some guinea pigs. They whooped them drugs up and gave them to the guinea pigs, and the guinea pig went crazy. Then they said the next thing they said, take it to the African American people. Take it to them, because we need somebody to walk on. And African American, you walk on yourself because you don't like who you are. You wish you were somebody, you would fight and die for your enemy, but won't fight and die for the freedom of all human beings. You ain't gonna do that. But let some man tell you about some war overseas. You'll get a pack on your back, a gun, a rifle in your hand, go over there and talk about you fighting for this country. And you can't even hardly vote. They don't want you to vote. They trying to take away your rights as African American. You talking about they ain't gonna do it. If they do it, what you gonna do? You have no foundation. You own nothing to fight with. You have nothing to bargain with. You own nothing. Everybody got business in your neighborhood but you, and you telling people you got a neighborhood. You got somewhere to lay your head, but you don't have no neighborhood. You have somewhere you can maybe walk down the street, but you don't have no neighborhood. If you drive down the street and you do right, you might get a ticket. And then when you start recording the person that's harassing you, that person dragged you out of court, throw you on the ground. And then, yeah, you got the evidence, you sue him. Then you got to go before the same people that he, that look like him or her, for justice. And then and you'll find them. Because they think they God, because they image up in the world. The best... We want to help them at all. We must tell them and be firm with it that God ain't made no white people. The word white means pure. Snow is white. They are no near, have no color near snow. So they've been lied to and we have been lied to. I'm a black man. Most of us hate. That's why African-Americans get a little money. They don't want to marry no African-American woman. They don't want to marry nobody look like their mama. They want to marry the one that came in the so-called image of God, got that straight hair and blue eyes and blonde. They want that one they want to marry. They don't want to marry nobody look like their mama. Huh? They want some light-skinned children. They don't want dark-skinned children. Huh? I seen people, African American, and a light skinned child come around, and they won't even pick up the dark skinned child, but they pick up the light skinned. Don't you know that's racism themselves? We've been made racist ourselves through that image, and we don't want to get rid of it. God said He would never change our condition until we change what's in our hearts about each other. So we said, let's work to change this. Let's get rid of this evil thing that God tell us to get rid of. Don't make no image Him. God so loved the world, He put all us in the world to test who we are, to show some appreciation to who we are. You should love whatever color hair you got, how your nose look, your feet look. Your height, you should love everything about yourself. Anything you don't love by yourself, you're telling God, your creator, that He made a terrible mistake. No, you're making a mistake. The truth is here today, remove all racial image and brothers and sisters is out. They'll study and study under Imam Wahdi Muhammad. We are here to bring you this naked truth. We ain't got no clothes on. We uncovered it. We call it the butt-naked truth. We're here to share that butt-naked truth with you today. So as I get ready to bring another one of the speakers up, if you got anything that you want to say or condemn what I just said, I welcome that. If you got anything you want to add different, you got a right to do that. We have Christians come over here talking about the Jesus, God, and all that, and we treat them nice. We know the blind have been led by the blind, and they fall in the ditch. But when you question them about what that have led up to, how many hanging that are led up to, how many act of aggression on African American that are led up to, saying God got a son, pray to a Caucasian man for your own salvation. Because God gave His own begotten Son and give you a man that nailed to the cross, didn't even save itself, is your Savior. How in the world you going to let somebody be your Savior? He didn't get saved. It's a trick. It's a lie that's been given to us. So I'm going to bring somebody else up. Let me see who's. Well, let me see. I think Brother Suja mic is open. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Suja.
Wait, get on.
You're not
getting ready to go,
Mommy.
I
smell
guns.
Well, they got some
lamb. I see you making some noise over there.
Long way, Mom.
There's a whole lot of noise here, too.
I got it from the best. I got it from Suja Muhammad. I'm Long Way, Bob.
Long Way, Bob. First of all, I'd like to say with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also bear witness and I also testify that there is only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet and the messenger of Allah to God's servant. I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace of Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. So brothers, we got a house full and they slowly leave. So alhamdulillah. I think they're gonna let me have the show.
A long way, go ahead.
Take care. All right then. Yeah, I had a house full, I barbecued and cooked a whole lot of food and stuff, and the children, I got a chance to show the children the program. Where my grandchildren was putting together some different programs on YouTube, and I asked them could they put together a program like that and then just let me know what words I can use to pick them up on YouTube, you know. And they claim they're gonna do it, so we're gonna wait and see. But if we can get these grandchildren, if we can get them involved in doing something, because this world is real crazy. This world is real crazy. And if they're not engaged in something, they gonna get turned out. Either they gonna be walking around here with these plaits in their head, earrings in their ear, or they gonna be gay. It's gonna be one of the two. And if you miss them like that, if they get too bad, you know where they gonna wind up? In prison. They're gonna wind up in prison, you know. So they got a program out here for them.
They got something for them.
Yeah, they got something for them, you know. So mama's gonna have to do her job. Daddy gonna have to do his job, and they gonna have to try to show these young children, you know, the way. The right way, the proper way. You know, first thing, you got to teach them to be respectful. That's the first thing. They got to be respectful. And if they learn how to respect older peoples and things like that, they got an opportunity when they go out there in that world. They going to have a chance, you know. And that's what I tell them. And man, you all have to learn how to speak to people. You know, don't look ugly and like you said, boy, that your brother said, I kill that nigga.
Yeah.
You know, you can't. That's your power.
It's your power.
How are you going to destroy your brother? And your brother is your power. You ain't going to have no power. What you going to do? Start begging? When the man come up against you, you going to start crying? You ain't got no power. You already, when Allah send you some power, you know, you can't get along. And you see it on TV every day. Every day. I saw a TV program where one of the sergeants, top man, the man got his hand up and I think he got his head out of the top of the car, you know, he had that glass thing open up. This man hit him so hard. This Caucasian hit this brother so hard. And the man got his hand up.
I see him stick the dog on. Young boy got his hand up. And the dog ripping that young boy. He tried to stop him. The dog would not stop. And they said, there ain't nothing wrong. All this
I saw another one where the police was talking to the brother. The brother's in the car. And he just talking to him, making conversation with him. Then he turned, don't do that. Then he shot him 3 times in the car. Shot him 3 times, Allah is my witness.
Yeah.
I said, what excuse would he give?
They devils, what they try to do, tell you, stop resisting.
Shot him 3 times.
You don't be resisting, and they the one that's beating the hell out of you talking about stop resisting. Man.
Yeah. Don't get no gun. Don't put your hand there. All that stuff. Stop resisting.
Yeah.
All that, and you ain't resisting. You ain't got no gun. You know. Even if you had a gun, in many places, it's legal to have a gun.
Right. Right, but this man had a gun. He had a license in Florida, and he told the police he had a gun. He said he wanted the papers for the gun, and he said he reached for to get the papers for the gun, and the police shot him and killed him. Then he tried to shoot his wife, and his baby was in the car. You gonna tell me these people white? These people are good people? Now these people are evil because the religion don't come out and come. If there were some true Christian churches, they would come out and condemn and make sure that police or that officer would never work again.
That's right.
That you say you Christ like? That's what Christ would do. I'm sure he would do that. They said that, oh, man, the police had the right to kill a man when it's up. They had two African American police. The guy was pulling off and trying to run over. They shot in the car. They lost their job because the Caucasian man had his baby in the car. So ain't no justice.
I'm telling you, we just a rock and a hard place, man.
Yeah.
If we don't submit our will to God, we're in trouble.
And they coming out now, say they ready to take your voting rights back. They closing not signing a new voting right. We the only people got to get a voting right signing into office. Why is that? The Jews don't have to do that. The Italians don't have to do that. Huh? No other people have to have that done but us.
It's pitiful.
That ain't right, dude. That ain't right.
No.
That's not right.
No. I think it's just a sign where it's a necessity that our peoples unite and come together.
And yeah, well, I said, y'all people, I'm talking about any good person who love one God, love creation.
Exactly, brother. We can't.
I got Caucasian in our neighborhood. That's my neighbor.
But I'm
not going to worship them. I'm not going to bow to none of them.
No,
I want to respect them. And if one thing about us is a Caucasian get treated wrong, and we find that out, and he been good to us, we going to get with that Caucasian family and work to see that justice be done to that Caucasian justice. We know some Caucasians don't care about doing any justice to any of everybody. So these people need to be fired. Ain't that many of them. You have to fire a couple of them, get rid of a couple of them, and you'll stop this problem.
Yes, sir, bro.
People trying to get no job to kill nobody because of their color. And that's what they're doing.
That's pitiful, man.
Yeah. That's pitiful. We got to live in society. We got to worry about crocodiles, wolves, and then we got to worry about the worst animal, a human being that look like us. A human being that don't look like. We got to worry about it. We in a rock and hard place. If there's a mercy of Allah, we just survive every time we go in and out of our house. There's
that's
a mercy of Allah to protect
that's
us.
That's right. We living on the mercy of Allah.
That's right. We own His mercy.
Because
these people, and our problem, as Allah said, we won't unite. We won't come together. And like you said, we allow strength. They have put us against our strength. Our strength is each other.
Yes, sir, brother. And
our
you should
strength.
See this. You should. I'm telling you, a person that's supposed to be God fearing, God conscious, he just know that their strength lies in their brother.
Yeah.
That's where they get the power from. Imam told
power.
Us that over and over.
Yeah, where you get the power.
Over and, over. And for some reason, we always got something going to keep us divided. We always got something going to keep us divided. That ain't no coincidence.
No, it ain't no
coincidence. That we always got something going to keep us separated and never come together.
Never come together.
Keep us divided.
Keep us divided.
When it looks like we're going to do good, when it looks like we're getting ready to do better, up pop the devil again.
Up pop the devil.
Yeah.
Don't care what. It could be
something little.
Yeah.
It don't have to be no big thing. It's something little, but it's that little thing is keeping us separated.
Keeping us separated. Yeah.
Yes, sir. So that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Shaitan, and if we don't recognize it, see, but Allah says Shaitan can't do nothing to the believer. So that's what that's saying. That's saying that we got to get ourselves together.
That's right.
That's what that's saying. Allah said he ain't got no power over the believer.
Yeah.
So he can do all he want to do.
Yeah.
But he won't affect the believer.
Yes,
yeah. So our safety and what's gonna keep us together is being God conscious.
That's
God
right.
Coming, giving ourselves to Allah.
Because
you know,
we have the keys to the freedom that we need. but people have their mind been confused before we get to them. They already done pardoned their mind about us. They already done pardoned that we ain't no good. So they already done planted in the people that we are trying to help that you ain't no good. My sister-in-law, my niece, her boyfriend, he passed today. He got killed on his motorcycle. My sister didn't want to hear that. I remember the time about we could know a man or woman coming in our house and you weren't married. So that's the same. The boyfriend died, so nothing would live. But boyfriend, what can a boyfriend lead? The family got rights to whatever he got. So she's upset. But when you don't want to live the life that God have instructed you to live, and was been most successful, you don't want to follow that pattern of life. You think you can do it your way, or do you have you do it the way you want to do it? Then you reap the result.
I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear you, brother.
Yeah, ain't no man or woman coming in this house on my side or my wife's side and stay here, or no friends or nothing like that come and stay in our house and they not married. I follow the same routine of that moral attitude that my sister, my mom, my dad taught me.
You never know what would happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You ain't got no commitment.
You got to make steps to secure yourself.
Yeah.
And your wife.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
That's important. Yeah.
Yeah. So we see they came at us with this old school, new school.
They came with
the best. And when they come in that an old school, we say that old school new. It ain't no more trick on words. It's what God wants us to have. That's the school we need. What the Creator done to set function for us to have. That is the school that. And that's one God. If everything else or one God represents, then that's the school we should be in.
Exactly.
Don't forget. Be to Allah.
Allah praise be to Allah.
Yeah, man. So we got the crowd Quran. We got and like he was saying yesterday, the moral gone, everything else gonna continue to collect.
Yeah.
Moral, huh? We got the moral.
Right.
That's what the job is, to take away the moral.
Yes, sir. That's your power lying in your morality, in your mind.
Yeah. But
that's
make
your
you
strength.
Think you, they make you think that you're weak. They make you think that you a loser by being decent. You a square. They have all this language they use against you. Oh, man, you ain't popular.
Yeah.
Man, you old fashioned.
Yeah. Keep in doubt.
Yeah, keep in doubt.
Yes, sir. Oh man, that's, they don't do that no more. That's old.
That was Superman telling you. He was telling you that that Morrow got were leaving. And that's what was going on. He was warning you. Man, I don't do that no more.
I'm done.
No, man. Something else. I don't do that no more. Yeah, all that's a sign. Man, I'm told about them movies is speaking to the people. Especially those big head Jews, the old people. He's speaking to them.
Mm-hmm.
The Jews got the knowledge, got the money, speaking to them.
So they go to a movie, they get somebody else. You get what they want you to get. But they get the meat out of the thing.
That's right.
Yeah. It's clear. It's clear as day.
Yeah.
It's clear as day.
Yeah.
You know, all we had to have is faith.
All we got to have faith.
And all we got to have is faith.
And go straight.
And move out.
Move out.
Have faith. Move out.
Yeah. What we got here.
Yes, sir. That's
have.
All we had to have, the faith.
Yes, sir.
We can do anything. We can believe us. We can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah, we can. So, y'all, you got it, man. Turn it loose. After you got some of that knowledge. Turn it loose.
Well, I'm just, it's amazing. I learned, you know, I think that if we apply this knowledge, it's gonna work. That's what I believe. If we apply the knowledge, you know.
And
when we apply it, you know, check it out. It's gonna work.
Yeah.
It's gonna work.
Because you know yourself, most of us. From the time we've been on this earth, we done lived a lot of, we done experienced a lot of things that we're talking about now. We experienced it. We got experience in that.
I know it'll work.
Yes, sir.
I know it'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it'll work. But look here. I done been in all these businesses, all these different programs, all these meetings, leadership positions, and I've been up in all of
it. So what did you find while you were there?
that a lot of us. But you got to have other people's that's willing to make the move also.
Yes, sir.
You know,
they said they believe in that skill. They said they believe in moving at the same time. Yeah,
they got to make the move. They got to move also. You can't. You ain't gonna be able to do it by yourself.
Yeah.
Email while your mama tell you that. You ain't gonna be able to do it by yourself. You got to have other people that fast moving, quick things, you know, right down to the modern time.
Yeah.
Right down to the modern time. That phrase ain't just somebody saying something. That has a whole lot of wisdom in it. A whole lot of wisdom in it. I remember when I was younger, we used to come together, friends that I used to have, and talk about us doing something. And all we had to say is, let's do it. And then we go out and do it.
I would people like that too.
Yeah. For example, that water thing. We need to move on it. We need to move on it, you know.
Yeah, we
can. Satan will do something that's real ugly. if we don't. Satan will do something real, real ugly.
This is in there. Satan is working, trying to defeat whatever good we do. He ain't going to stop that.
No, sir.
He gave him an assignment when you talking about bigger than water.
Satan tried to duplicate everything Allah is doing.
That's right.
Everything Allah is doing, he's trying to duplicate. You know, and he ain't hesitating. He ain't hesitating. You know. I was reading in the Quran today in the Bible. I mean in the Quran and read, you know, where Allah is saying that no sinners could be in heaven. No sinners.
I think
it said
the same thing in the Bible too.
Yes,
sir.
Well, no, they saying in the Bible that Jesus died for your sin. You can go up there, but you can go head on in there, because Jesus died for you. Oh man, it's crazy. It's crazy, man. If we don't take charge of this thing is gonna keep us out there. They're gonna keep us out there. Let me see what it says. Here it is. Listen, Surah. What is it? Surah. Are you got my glasses? Those glasses. Excuse me.
Yeah, let me go get. Let me hit. You
just tackle. Oh, okay, thank you. I will do believe, man, and shake down the regime with a last name, most gracious and most merciful. This is in Surah 20, starting at Ayat 20-74. I will do believe, man, and shake down the regime. Verily he who comes to his Lord as a sinner. His judgment for him is hell. Did you hear that?
Hey, go ahead, man. I hear you.
Therein shall he neither die nor live. But such as come to him as believers who have worked righteous deeds, for them are ranked as daughters. Garden of Eternity. Excuse me, I'm looking. Beneath which rivers flow. Beneath which flows rivers, excuse me. They will dwell therein for age. Such is the reward of those who purify themselves from evil. In other words, you can be a sinner, but you got to purify yourself. You got to turn away from evil.
Yes, sir.
You can't keep on doing evil and think you're going to enter heaven. You got to purify yourself. You got to change. We know God is most merciful, all merciful, extra merciful. you know. But we as individuals have a free will and we have a responsibility.
Yes.
You got some Muslims believe that they can go into heaven, and Christian, that they can go, they can keep on doing wrong, and God will accept them. They think they can keep doing wrong until it's time for them, for God to call them. And when God calls you, it's all over then, buddy. It's over with God calls. You ain't got yourself together by then, it's all over for you, buddy. And you ain't going to come before God lying and practicing deception. So that's what time it is. The Quran is saying that these people that's doing wrong think that they can keep on doing wrong, and for some reason God's gonna be merciful to them on the judgment day. No, buddy.
Sadly mistaken.
They're gonna be sadly mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna be able to. We know about that person get that was doing wrong, and he get to the edge of hell, and allow him to turn around. We familiar with all that, but that's with some effort. You got to have some effort.
Mm-hmm.
You can't expect God, you know, to move towards you, and you ain't trying to step towards him. But it don't work like that. It do not work like that. So alhamdulillah, brother. You know, we got a whole lot of working to do. We got an opportunity. You know, we got this Holy Quran. That Prophet Muhammad, Imam Waraki Muhammad, and we're alive, and we got a wide open space to work out in.
Allahu Akbar.
So, Allahu Akbar, we thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that we said something that would open our eyes and make us grab hope of the rope. And don't let go. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, like I said, okay, we got another person in the queue that we're going to bring up. They just turned it. Anybody else want to come in the queue, let's match one, and we'll see your mic on, and we'll turn your mic on where you can say what you want to say. Speak or ask questions or make comments. First digit is 718, and the last digit is 4805. State your name and where you're calling from. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. This is Haji Lala calling from Fort Valley.
Alhamdulillah.
How's everyone? Alhamdulillah.
Oh, everyone is fine. Now we got a sister to speak. Thank you. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. I just had to mention that I was listening for a few minutes, and I'm enjoying what I'm hearing. But, you know, my sister-in-law sent me an email, and it was supposed to be, well, that's what she said. She sent me an email with a Christian poem or writing or whatever you say.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, God, when you know the old saying, God for gave his for only begotten son. So I called her on the phone. Now, she's Muslim, right? And she's my sister-in-law. So I called her on the phone. And so she says, yes. How you doing? I said, well, I'm not doing so good because I have a little complaint about this message you just sent me. So she says, what was it? What was it? And so I said, well, it's saying something about a begotten son. I said, come on now, we're Muslims. And you know we don't deal with no foolishness like that. She said, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, it wasn't intended for you. And she sent it with another one, you know, talking about Allah. So I said, well, now, how twisted is that? You give me one that says something about Allah, and I accept that. I said, but then here's another one talking about a begotten son. So she says, I'm sorry, and I won't do that again. I apologize. I'll be sending out so many so fast. So I said, yeah, well, you sent it to the wrong one. So then she tells me, she says, well, just delete it or either send it to somebody else who's Christian. I said, no, I don't get down like that. I don't send nothing promoting this image to nobody, you know.
Yeah.
And so she says, well, you know, that's what I would do. I said, yeah, that's what you would do. That's why it ended up in my box. So I accepted her apology, but I still don't, I'm still a little leery of her.
We have to realize that slavery left us many of us mentally disturbed, and that's what you see for people that really. That's why all these jails is filled up with a lot of people. They done things they don't realize why they done them because they mentally disturbed. They hadn't been. That idea, that false idea we conceived on the coast, we have all of the coast is still hooming around us, and we still dealing with that. So you're right to address her because we're trying to save the world. We want to save the world with Allah allows to save, and we know that image is the number one problem in the world, and it comes in all the other problems in the world, and people supposed to love each other. If we all come from Adam, then why aren't we kind and nice to each other? Why aren't we honest to each other? Why don't we treat each other right? We wouldn't have to be told to be a good neighbor. It's just a natural occurrence that we all be nice to each other. But that ain't happening because of the lies that have been told on God. So you're right.
You know that when that sister said, and I heard what Sister Lala said, when that sister said that I won't do that no more, she knew she was wrong.
You
don't tell a person when you give them the truth and you're trying to help them. You don't tell them I won't do that no more and I'm sorry.
Right.
She knew she was wrong. But you just didn't let her get by.
That's right.
You didn't expect that.
Yeah.
That's right.
You didn't ignore her. Yeah.
No. Okay. I couldn't, really.
We want somebody else to comment on that. Anybody want to comment? Brother Ibrahim, your mic, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, guys, assalamu alaikum.
Well, they got the name.
Assalamu alaikum, brother Carter.
I'm grateful to Allah that your voice sounds a lot stronger, Akbar. And I hope that my sister's voice is getting stronger as well.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to say, yes, sir. I hope that bear witness testified nothing deserves to worship but Allah alone. I know bear witness testified that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets, his messenger, and the world going to know it when we finish. But the comment, like the sister said, that was made to her, we know when people are trying to test us.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like Imam Muhammad told us, we had to be aware when people made comments or statements, and especially dealing with religion, when they know the religion we in, we had to be careful of them because Satan is still working. You know, they say in psychology, three, they say that people that have the conditions that we have as a people coming out of slavery, they say that those conditions would never be cured of those people, come at us, of those people, unless you can produce an environment where all this stuff is taken away from them, the life, the image, and all that, and you got them in a setting where you can feed their mental capacity to a degree where they can come out of it. But right now, the way they got it laid out and how long they had done this to us, it's going to take a while. And Imam Muhammad said, it may take another 400 years for us to come out of the condition that we're in. But the good part about it, at least we're striving down the right path to correct the wrong. And no one else. You don't hear the preacher saying what we're saying. So they're not in the company of resurrecting the people's heart and mind and soul to turn to God properly. They're not talking like we're talking, because all the way they can get resurrected or get cleared from the psychological damage that they had done to us, they got to teach like us. And, you know, I was watching TV, the news, and over there, the Pope Francis, whoever they are over there, they had a big old kadoo because it's Christmas, and they walking down the aisle, and at the end of the aisle, he leaned over and kissed a Caucasian doll, white doll. I say, Dad, it's right there. And you going to tell me that they following scripture? They're not following scripture. That statement that the sister made, that she said that her sister made about Jesus is the only begotten son. Well, if he's only begotten, why did Allah say in the Bible that David was his son too? We got that. There's other problems that he said, my son. But we understand the truth. So when they say only begotten, they telling a lie.
Mm-hmm.
How can you say only begotten when God made mention of other prophets as son? But to see the whole thing, the psychological thing, is that they have such a long time to damage us. You remember now, when they brought us through slavery, this country was cut off. East, west, north, and south, it was cut off. And they didn't allow certain things to come into this country without being censored. So look how long they had to work on us and indoctrinate us to the way they wanted to indoctrinate us. Gave us the image and made us feel comfortable in the image, although it was a lie, but they made us feel comfortable in that image that they gave us. And then by us not being able to read and write and understand, that was a triple whammy on us that they put on us. So now, like they say, in order for people to come out of condition like that, that they had placed on us, it would take an environment that's free of all this stuff to get the mental attention of the people so you can help them change their mind. So we're still in the battle. That's good. I know one thing, praise be to Allah. I had a brother call me out of Alabama today and tell me he's so glad to say, "Brother, man, we don't see them lights all lit up like it used to when we was coming up." I said, "No, sir, because Allah is doing his job." Somewhere down the line, whatever we're saying, and don't mistake this, whatever we're saying, don't think it's on no people's dinner table. They might got a fat turkey up there, but this language that we're using, don't think they ain't talking about it. See, we know they're talking about it. Because other people that's trying to come to their senses are challenging them now at the table.
That's right.
Let me bring some at the table, y'all don't mind yet. You know, we got some people in the city saying, remove all racial image of the Zion from worship. What y'all think about that? And the first one to come out against that, he said, "Well, then you're wrong. You ain't following scripture then." So what we are doing is also showing them that they're hypocrites. Everything that Allah say don't do, we get point out that they're doing it.
Right.
Everything you can don't do. So they're not following God, they're following Satan. And we have proven to them and showed them through Satan's attributes that they're following him. We showed them the language. We showed them the attribute, things that that Satan do, and that placed them in a position to do the same thing. I'm looking at a picture over in Africa today, where they're trying to wear the same shoes we were over here. They got guns running through the neighborhoods and stuff just to kill another black. They doing the same thing over there that we doing over here. But that comes from that image. That came from that image, not giving us enough weaponry. That's what they thought. But better, the best weapon that we can have at this point is El Haq, is the truth. And the truth is the Quran. But if any truth in the Bible, there's a lot of truth in the Bible. But the Bible should be reinterpreted so mankind won't be snared, trapped by the snares that have been placed in it. We was taught that a long time ago. So now we can see them snares. And Allah has blessed us to be able to see the snares where we can move the people out away from the trap. And we're trying to destroy all the traps they got out there for the people. That's not solely on us. As long as we're doing what we're doing, Allah's going to always send us help.
Long way.
You know what I'm saying? As long as I got Allah on my side and I'm doing right. It, he said, there's no way in the world that we can lose. See, you in the battle, don't ever think, while you're in this battle, don't ever think that Allah's not there. He said, Allah's on my side and Allah's my friend. So what else you need? You don't need anything else but just going to do the work. And it depends solely on Allah and those who Allah put in your presence and your company thinking just like you. See, so Allah has blessed us to come a long ways. And, you know, we have been blessed that a Satan walker, but I'm just right now, we already know who he is. We already know how to check him. You know, we don't do like the man said, knock him in the head for the eye show. Why? Why knock him in for the eye show? For the eye show, he can duck and get out the way. But if you see the head rise and cracking right quick, you ain't got to worry about him trying to get out the way because you already done got him. So we're not allowing them no more. We got more energy now. Their New Year's is coming up. I'm going to say this and give somebody else the flow. Their New Year's is coming up. I don't call it my New Year. That's their New Year. They're going in their calendar New Year. My New Year is Ramadan. Because in Ramadan is when everything is written. Who going to live? Who going to die? Who going to be rich? Who going to be poor? That's what Allah do in Ramadan. He writes the history. So that's the best time to look at the first of the year. That's my first of the year. And then ask Allah to bless us to be here 40 more to straighten this out. So I come to you in peace, dear beloved brothers and sisters. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, thank
you,
as-salamu alaykum.
You see
her
there? Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
But
is the sister still there?
Yes.
Sister Lala?
Yes.
We just tried to see you still there. You got anything else you want to say?
Alhamdulillah. No, I'm happy to know that I was on point when I expressed my sentiment to the sister. Cause I told her, I said, look, you like to knock me down. I'm like, oh no, this coming from a Muslim talking like this, and to me, I can't let this go by. I cannot let this go by. I tried to wait 3 days, but I couldn't. I said, oh, I got to address this right away. Yeah, she knew what it was about. She was testing me like she now said. She was testing me.
Yeah.
You know? Trying to undermine me.
Well, you got it, Brother Imam Suja.
I was just bearing witness. And Allah shows us things. You know. He shows us things. And you allow us to encounter with certain things just to keep our eyes open. You know, that's just an eye opener. You know, when that sister said that I won't do that no more. You know, that right there, that's an eye opener. That's a serious eye opener. What do you mean? You said right. And then you tell me I won't do that no more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even make sense.
No.
You know, if you think that what the teaching that you gave your sister, you know, is going to help her, you know, that she can use it in her life. And when she confronts you about it, and then you tell me that I'm sorry, I won't do that. I mean, it's just like I did it because I love you. You know, I won't say that. I won't say that. I won't do it no more. That ain't right. That's doing right. So, home to the Lord, sister. This happened to you on their so-called Christmas day. You know, Allah is waking us up. It to let you know that it don't make no difference what day it is. It don't make no difference what day it is. Allah, you know, we can work and do things that's right on any day. In any day, you know. So we are thankful that you have the strength to stand up, you know, with Allah's truth. Allahu Akbar. You got it, brother.
Yeah, to let you know we're still on the battlefield.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
And because they got a holiday, they thought we don't want to sleep like them.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
If we don't want to do that, I'll hang inside.
Well, with Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
Yes, sir. I'm just enjoying the fact that Allah has put strength in us to stand up against all odds. We are moving to a realm now that odds don't mean nothing to us. You know, there's no such thing to us as being outnumbered. And why I say that? Because what did Allah tell Prophet Muhammad? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, to 800, I'll send you 1,000. And to 200, I'll send you 2,000. So we got the force. And the force come out of the truth. Now, if the force didn't come out of the truth, why do people respond when you say the truth? Why do they respond? Negative or positive? The point is, when you say truth, they respond. So that's the force that Allah's using to knock out his brain. Anything that's false coming our way, it'll get trampled on. And we'll do it humbly. We don't do it aggressively. We do it humbly. Because all we're trying to do in bringing this message of Quran and the tradition of Muhammad the Prophet to the world, we're trying to make sure, like Muhammad said, let them have a holiday. Because the best thing they can do, because the people set up a holiday to let them be off. So when they're off, they're able to gather. And then they're gathering, like I say, when they're gathering, they're going to talk about what we're talking about. But that's good that we respect that, because when we have our ears and our holiday, we want them to respect our holidays as well. Only thing is that we're not bringing any falsehood into our holidays.
No.
Everything that we bring in our holiday, our ears, is sanctioned by Allah. And Shaytan don't have anything to do with that. And we all bear witness to that. But for them, the lie that they have gobbled up so thoroughly that they many people want to change, but they just don't have the strength right now. So, and that's where we come in at. We can come in and we can help. And for our psychology, we the best psychologists. The one time they got PhDs all the day, ain't nothing. I done shut a lot of them down. But what we got for the people is what the people need. Like I say, no church, not yet, has stood up with us and say, that's right, and the scripture says such and such. Like a brother asked me about, well, you said remove all racial images? I said, yeah, remove all of them. What about the nation's line? I said, we talking in there too.
That's right.
How can I spare them when the law says no engraved images? No one. So that goes for them too. I said, that's why you don't see them on the street with us. They probably got information from their leader to tell them, don't be around us in the street talking like that. You know, he good at that. Because what it does, it exposes him too. It exposed him as a Farrakhan to the point that now, as far as I'm concerned, you are the same thing that people are that do what? That worship images, that have imagery in the temples and praying. You're the same as those people, is the ones in the churches to me. You're not no different. Mm-hmm. Brother, you shouldn't be talking like that. I say, I'm talking the truth. And you can't monitor how much truth I'm going to say when you ask me a question. I say another thing about him, Mr. Parker, to speak. I said, let me tell you this before you go. I said, good rhetoric is no substitute for programming. Huh? I said, good rhetoric. Y'all go listen to him, and you get on an emotional high, not a spiritual high, an emotional high, and you walk out on the street, but you ain't doing a damn thing, but accepting the same thing the Christians accepted. The Christians accepting the same thing. You got Farad up there in the temple. You got the saluted picture, the online picture when you walk in the temple. He said, well, how you know? I said, because I've been there when I was captain in Detroit, Michigan. I know what you're going through, brother. But if the scripture tells you none, don't make no kind of image of him, why you got a picture of anybody in your temple praying?
Mm-hmm.
I said, so brother, come to me with that. Well, Mr. Farad, I said, look. I fell out with Mr. Farrakhan a long time ago. I sat on the floor with him. Me and Ms. Suja sat with him. We know these guys. But he gave a lecture in 2005, 3 years ago, a Savior Day lecture, and I listened to it. And he made the statement, they're talking about the creation of Allah. And he said that Allah was created from a sperm drop. I said, I'm through with you, nigga, right there. Because like Allah said, what do Allah say? Say, you're trying to figure out who I am, how I'm created, and you forget your own origin. Because we know the Quran, that's talking about you. That ain't talking about Allah. It says Allah have no image. Allah's not male nor female. He's not negative and positive. See, nothing can describe Allah. Nothing. That's why he's so unique.
Yeah.
You know? Well, brother, I say, brother, well, nothing. I said, I'm going to give it to you just like it is. If you're going to follow anybody, you say you want to follow Allah and his messenger, you have to follow Prophet Muhammad. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came to New York back in the 60s. When he walked in number 7, he went to the northeast corner. He walked on the northeast corner. He said, right here, I wish I had 3 steps right here. And they looked at him. Now, what the 3 steps are? Y'all see the minbar in the masjids? It got 3 steps that you step upon to get a kubah, the talim. If we want to use them. But that's what he said. He said, I wish I could have 3 steps in this corner. It's just so many clues that he gave us. One thing, I'm going to stop right here. One thing that I love is that Imam Muhammad and Imam Elijah Muhammad had a conversation. And Imam Elijah Muhammad was telling me about the teaching. And he said, told his father, his daddy said, I'm not comfortable with teaching from the Bible. Because, you know, you started studying the Bible. He'd read the Bible 2 or 3 times. The first time he read through, second time he went back and started picking it apart. He said, I'm not comfortable with teaching the Bible. He said, son, he said, it's not your job to teach the Bible. He said, you were born to teach the Quran. So,
right.
Farrakhan, all the rest of them, one day sitting with Imam Muhammad. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, like, I'm going to let somebody come on in now. So, you know, we love to share the mic. Me and Mama told us always share the roster. You know, so
Islam listen. All you got, anybody else want to say it, say Max, want to come on into the queue and speak with you, say what you want to say, and ask questions, or condemn what we just said. We have no problem with that. But we ask that let's keep it civilized when we're disagreeing. There's nothing wrong with disagreeing. So I'm going to turn it back over to my other co-worker, Suja Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, Suja, you got it.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, bro. Yes, sir. We got to talk a little bit about some business. Because that's important. That's important that we establish business. We can't talk about business and don't establish a cash flow. Now that's a fact. You cannot talk about going into business and don't talk about establishing a cash flow. Making some money. How you gonna go in business and you don't know how you gonna make some money? You know, if you do go into business and you're not getting, and you haven't established a cash flow, then I don't know what kind of business you. I don't know how to work. I can tell you, I don't see where you making no money. You ain't making no money. You know, so we got to make some money. We got to show our young folks that they can make money other than selling drugs. You know, they can make money other than giving up things that will save their life, and that's their morals. You know, we got to show them how to make money. And I would say one of the ways of making money is working with your brother. That's one way of making money. If your brother participates with you, your brother supports you, buys from you, and ask his friends to buy from you, you know, you're going to make some money. You'll do that for cocaine. You know, you're working and advertise and show the brother how he can what he's getting, you know, when you're working for Caucasian. So why can't we do this for our child? I asked some brothers, you know, when I'm talking to them and they, like they all happen and everything, I said, man, look at how long you been in this business? How long you been working here? He said, how long you been working here? I said, man, 4 years, 5 years? I said, have you ever thought about going into your own business? I said, you can do it. I said, I bet you know this business up and down, inside and out. He said, I do. I said, well, you should think about going into your own business, bro. You know, so if we do that, if we talk about business, and that's what we need to talk about is business. You know, we need to talk about Tylene. We need to talk about Tylene on the Sunday.
I brought that up
because that's the time that you'll be able to meet your brother and come together with your brother and sister and people on the outside of the community. Tylene, you ain't gonna be able to meet your brothers and sisters on the Friday. Tylene. Talim is a time where you can plan. You can plan because we used to plan with these. We used to sit down and plan going to the meeting. What's the name of Christian brothers and group that we fellowship with?
Folk of the Lord.
We set up and tell them that, well, look here, we go come to your church. We going to come to your church, so-and-so. Just think, brothers and sisters, if you go into business and you got the folk of the Lord supporting your business, and you got the African-American brothers supporting your business. The more people that you got supporting your business, the more you going to grow and the more profit you're going to make. I remember ma'am said that you should do a little research and see why the Germans feel the way that they do about the Jews. Because see, the Jew can he will wait until his brother has the product if he's sent for the product on the other side of the world. He'll sit up and wait on it. He's not gonna give his money or his money would go outside of that community. Trillions of dollars. We spend trillions of dollars. African Americans spend trillions of dollars. And you mean to tell me we can't spend money with each other? These Caucasian people and the Chinese and the Japanese and even the Mexicans, they spend money with each other. They spend their money with each other. You know what I'm saying? We act like we don't care about money. We got to learn the science of money. We're not going to never be able to control, be able to contribute positively if we don't own our own business and support each other. Even though we got something good, the devil don't have nothing good, but he's in unity. He got a system. He got a plan. He paid all his taxes. He got support from the United States government. He got support from the United States government. Do you all understand that?
Yes, sir.
Getting support from the United States government. Our tax money. If you set up a township, you can get our tax money into that township. You can establish your own mayor, your own governor, your own police chief. Think about that, brothers and sisters. We just gonna keep on waiting and to come down to a point where if we don't support each other, we stand a chance to just been put back into slavery. Put right back into slavery.
So, brothers and sisters, let's do it. We can talk about it, but let's do it also. Let's do it also. I want to do it. I ain't joking. I want to do it. I want to see if we all can open up a service station where we pumping gas and we are starting some business in that service station. And the business that we got, that we put in that service station, is coming from the brothers and sisters that we know. The only thing that I would ask is that if you're going to come into business in that service station, the brothers and sisters, that they got to be able to supply or keep up their product, what they put in there. They can't let their product run out. They can't let the people want what they got. And every week they come and we don't have it. Oh, this is real. That's the only thing that I would ask. Keep your product up. Get ahead with your product and make some money. Think big. You know, Wabi Muhammad said, I got an elephant appetite. That's what he said. He said, I got an elephant appetite. I ain't got no small appetite. Let's do it, brothers and sisters. Look here, we should have millionaires around us. Billionaires around us. That's what we should have, brothers and sisters. And when you got a billionaire brother or sister around you, you got five or six of them around you, you can do something. So we thank you. We pray that we come together and talk about it and make some moves. You know, to establish some of these things that we talk about. I tell them a language.
Well,
beautiful. Anybody else want to add to the business and what we can do to encourage our young people to work and spend with each other and how we can build economics? You want to comment on that, Brother Imam Ibrahim?
Well, assalamu alaikum. You know, as my brother be talking, and I'm always elated when he talk. When I hear any of y'all talking, my spirit get taller. My mind be running towards in the direction of business, but my mind run like the law and the rule that we gonna set for our businesses. And we got to set some type of criteria when we draw the young people in to work with us, so shade time won't be so easy to be able to come in and disrupt what we're trying to do. And we know the number one principle, like Imam Muhammad told us, is don't talk so much. Once we set our mind on a goal to establish something, he said, just like a master, he said, you go up underground. And he said, when you get your plan together, you do like the submarine, then you merge back to the top. When you come back to the top, you're off and running. So we want to put ourselves in a position that whatever we decide to go into, that we kind of minimize our talk about it until we merge. And when we come up for air, it be although we off and running. So this will also, you remember back in the first, when we was in the first, and we had to talk about the first, because I'm grateful to a lot that I came through the first. I done met a lot of moves didn't come through the first with us. But when we was in the first, look at the, rule that was set in the nation's law when it came to dealing with businesses, when they came to dealing with our young brothers and sisters that was coming into adulthood, how we took them and guided them, because we was guided. You know, I came in when I was 18 years old. So we was guided. We seen how the structure that we had in Nation Islam, to a degree, it was perfect. When brothers came in or sisters came in, we didn't put no brother. You just took the shahada. We didn't put it with no weak brother. When the sister came in, we didn't put them with no weak sister. We designated that brother or that sister who we're going to allow them to associate with without them knowing it. See, that our plan was to put them in a position where they can get the strength. You know, when they first come in and hear it and accept them, you know, they late and really happy. That's when you have to watch them so they don't get off course. You have to learn how to anchor them to a certain degree. You let them run, but you anchor them. You know, so we had a good structure during this Islam, and we want to bring that same structure back when we create our businesses, but that we're going to apply, because we have to have structure and rules to govern that structure to live by. You know, and I'm confident in what I'm saying, not just saying, we're going to be successful. Allah can't lie. That's not Allah's nature. And Allah said the believers will eventually win through. I consider us as being the believers. And we're going to win through. See, one thing about Allah, when he want to, like we talking now about established business, what kind of business, we got four or five irons in the fire about what kind of business we want. And that's good. Because one don't go make it through, you put the other one there. But what's so unique about that, Allah, he sets the goal for us, and he also sends people with money to help you. You don't even know where it's coming from. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was aided with funds for all the way across the waters. And Imam Muhammad, when he came in, the last building the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had was money that he borrowed from Egypt, and Imam Muhammad went to pay it. And they told him no, sadakallah. They told him no. They were so elated that he came into leadership, because they know the leadership that he was coming with, they was trying to live it themselves over there. So that's what we want to do. We want to get comfortable in the people's mind to let them know that, look, here's some believers doing right, and they struggling. So let me go and help them. And I learned a lesson. I'm Elijah Muhammad. His brother was in prison, and they started making some noise, contacting captains and ministers outside the wall. And then I'm Muhammad said, you know, when the brother came in, when he sent the lieutenant in there, he said, only when we coming in, he said, because we heard y'all hollering. You know, if y'all wouldn't have been making a noise y'all been making, we didn't never know y'all was in here. So if we started making a lot of noise, what we doing now, and we talking about business and structure, protecting our women, protecting our children, our grandchildren, somebody going to come and help us, and you don't know who it's going to be. You don't know who Allah going to send. Only thing Allah asks you to do is keep moving forward. As-salamu alaykum.
Salam. Dahir, you want to say something? Huh? You want to say something?
Tell her. She knows we got. Tell her. She know we got to hear her voice.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
Agba. Tell her she know we got to hear her voice.
I just she heard you.
Okay.
You want to say that?
Hello, Agba.
You know you always need mama's intuition. You know that.
Alive. Well, have a day.
Tell her to put her glasses on, slippers, and come on. Okay, Sister Karan, Sister Lala, one of them sisters got to come in there.
Right. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum. No, alhamdulillah. Wa alaykum alaykum.
Thanks for that. what you doing, brother, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
I pray I can measure up to that. I bet when there's no God but Allah, creator of the heavens and earth and all in between. And I bear witness that the one creator of the heavens and earth and all in between, all systems of knowledge, creator of all systems of knowledge, known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that there's the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the seal of the prophets. I apologize because of my throat. And because of this flu symptoms that I'm having with a lot of coughing in between, and I don't like to be disrupted like that and trying to hold a conversation.
Just go ahead and cough. Just go ahead and cough. Come on.
Listen at you. You're going to have me laugh. I'm going to really start coughing. Okay, I've enjoyed everything that everyone has said. I listened to Suja about the business and the other propagation of the religion that you were given prior to. And I didn't understand, get a good understanding of Sister Lala's input or question. But I said I would find out, call and ask her about that, you know, because we only have a little time, you know, and I just wanted to listen, But I agree with Brother Suja about the businesses and about how we need to get our young people involved and pray to Allah that we can keep them involved. They're doing a pretty good job right now down this way in Atlanta, and I wanted to hear more about what Brother Suja was saying about his grandchildren and his children, what they have discovered and what they're working on too. But I can't really get into it, you know, myself right now because I'm just not, might get up and go and got up and went. I don't have the
internet. Well, it's on its way back. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Inshallah. Inshallah. Okay. I want to thank Allah for brothers and sisters that come that are still coming on. I'm not saying too much nowadays because of my condition here. And I appreciate those who inquired about my my participation because it shows that I am missed, and it's good to be missed, to know that you're being missed, your voice, no more than your voice, you know, a little bit of what you have to say. It gives an incentive for me to know that someone is listening. Someone does listen.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah for Brother Amin because he did call to see about me and he did call to mention that he hadn't heard my voice in a couple of days. He was wondering where how. Wondering where I was because he hadn't heard my voice. So I guess he's letting me know that I've been loud and clear and a little fussing going on, especially with me, brother. Especially with me and Brother Suja. Back and forth, understanding and our learning from each other. And sharing with each other the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that Allah has blessed both of us to have. And we pray that
That's a continuation. That's all I'm going to say right now because I'm getting these chills now. I'm getting a little hot, and I start coughing when I start doing that, getting chills. But I'm listening.
Like Mama said, cough it up, then cough it up.
Thanks, Brother Mel, for the juices and the fruit that you brought over.
A long way, brother.
And the soup.
Yeah.
I appreciate that for you and Sister Mariam. Yeah, I really do. Family's been calling all day. Look like they got the flu, too, down in Tennessee. Mm. It's some degrees, 76 degrees down there now. And yeah, and the other day it was like, 50 or 40 degrees. And then here, that time it was 38, and now today I think it may be about 60 here. Something
yeah,
like
we got
that.
64 right now.
64 right now, right, see, and that's what's keeping everybody that, keeping a lot of people under the weather, especially with this flu and this last breakout of this virus is the worst strand. It's the very worst strand. They've closed down the airports in Newark, New Jersey,
yeah.
where the degrees is, 20-something or 38 degrees, something, 30-something like that in New Jersey. So no planes going out, no planes coming in.
No.
Yeah, but it's not like that here in Atlanta right now. But the flight that one of my relatives came in on has been canceled. And they can't get back out. Can't get out. So they're in Nashville. They're in Lebanon, Tennessee with my children and grandchildren. But anyway, alhamdulillah. We pray that everything is over. Allah's in control and in full control. In full control and in charge at all times. So we have to keep our strong faith and belief in Allah. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, Sister Lala, for participating tonight and coming on like you said you would be coming on more often, and I appreciate that. And don't forget about tomorrow night, inshallah. I'll be drinking lemon and honey and olive oil and honey and lemon and ginger and everything to try to get myself back in motion here. Because this is not me. My husband said, I've never known you to be sick. So, inshallah, things are getting better. And if I think of something else, well, it's 8:53, but if I think of something else to say in a final, then I will raise my hand. But thanks for asking me and encouraging me, and this is a help to me. Appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
I like to push every now and then. Assalamu alaikum, and everybody be safe, please.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay, Brother Akbar.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. So, Sujah, you got it.
He's just
asking
about.
Yeah. Can say something.
Yeah.
Like
it just made. Tyree, he has something. I don't know where he at. So he drinking a whole lot of honey and olive oil and garlic. He's eating the garlic. And Mahasan, she been sick.
Oh,
Janet, my daughter Janet, and Zonya Bill.
Oh,
all of them sick. All of them.
Like my grandson there, and my grandson, his wife, and his two sons got it too. Under the weather, they don't have the virus, they go, they have this little thing on the side, like a clinic on the side, emergency clinics where they're allowing to come in at any time, you know, just like walk in. And my grandson's daughter and her oldest son was diagnosed today as having the flu. And then my grandson said his appointment and the other son's appointment is tomorrow for them to go and see what they have, you know, because they're having it bad, too. It was in our families. Yeah. But thank God, it's not the virus, you know. But we know those things are sisters, too, you know, and then that's just the Quran, isn't it?
As-salamu alaykum.
Alaykum as-salam, Sister Quran. Rahmatullah, barakatuh. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, alhamdulillah. I said, what I'm going to do is that when I mail those calendars out, I'm going to put some of that okra stem in there. You know, you could eat with the okra. You know, you could eat any part of the okra. You could use it as a tea and as an herb, any part of the okra, the roots, the stems, and all that. And you, and then look up the health benefits of it. And then I'm going to give you that. What we do every day, what I do with Shuja and myself, when we make the coffee, I boil the okra stems and I boil that, they call that pork salad. It's really, really called dandelion.
I remember that.
Yeah, right there. And put that up in your coffee or boil it with your tea. And I'm telling you, the health benefits. Shuja, we haven't been sick since 3 years. We haven't been sick at all. We haven't even been sick at all. And I'm telling you, it works. Everything that ails you, it fight against it. It'll build up your immune system. It fight against cancer, diabetic, you know, being that sugar low, you balance that out, you know, everything. Arthritis and all that. Alhamdulillah.
And it's like, thing we should have on this show, on this Blog Talk Radio show. Maybe we can inquire with Brother Amin, I'm sure he wouldn't mind, is to have let our kitchen be our medicine cabinet.
And what's in your backyard, those wild grapes, they have everything that they say that the coronavirus caused. Those blackberries, wild ones, they fight against it. And I got a lot of those trees right there. So, you know,
is that
whenever
right?
Y'all come down this way, I'll make sure that I give you some of those plants.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I got them in a pot.
Got them in a pot. Okay.
Let me tell you, you got to remember one thing. Your skin is your first line of defense. That's how the virus get in through your skin, because your skin have pores in it, and that's how it seeps in. So what you do is, like what we did is we got some black seed oil, some shea butter, and then we have this magnolia tree that throws all these flowers, and then we make a central oil out of that, and we put it all together, and you put that on your skin. Like when you take, after you bathing, then put that oil on your skin. Not only it protects your skin, and then this is what you do. Put the apple cider vinegar, too. The apple cider vinegar put back bacteria that soap and water washes off. You'd be surprised. We all have, ain't that something? We are in the mammals. If you put us in what category, where we are with the mammals, and all mammals have a parasite.
Right.
We got one, too, and that's a bacteria in your skin, and it's a healthy one. It protects you. And the apple cider vinegar puts it back on your skin that soap and water washes away. And you'll never have, at first it might burn a little bit. That means that you got it open. That means that it's open, that part is open. But once you put some oil and it'll cool it down. And then once you keep putting it on your skin and it stops burning, then you know that everything is healed up. Your skin is completely healed up. Yes.
Right. Yeah,
alhamdulillah.
We
have no problem.
All these that Allah has blessed us with, and all this knowledge from every angle, and all we have to do is start talking, and it comes out, and that's us sharing knowledge that's needed, and that's how we learn from each other. You know, listen to learn and learn to listen, and we just share
with you. Mm-hmm. I bear witness. The law says for every disease, there's a cure, and I bear witness. Yes,
right.
Because the medicine is right there. It's right. He got it right there. Where do you think they get the medicine from? All the medicine they get it from plants, from live plants. But the idea is what they mess it up when they start putting in all these other chemicals to make it react too fast.
Yes.
Sometimes
I was looking at
for the body.
Listening to a show the other day where they had all the animals, the dangerous animals and all that kind of stuff of Africa, all over the world, really. And they were talking about how you think that those big animals would, like elephants and all, would eat meat and all. But all of them are vegetarians. All of those animals are vegetarians, the big bad animals, you know, like the gorillas and all those things. They eat plants.
That's right.
They get from the fire, yeah.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillah.
And so whenever, I'm going to make sure that I get these. When you get it, you use it, and you're going to see the difference.
Okay.
Inshallah.
Okay, I think it's closing time because she has made a statement here. I forgot how many seconds she said. But it's a
901.
Let Ibrahim close out for us. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allah, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah and I do repent to him. O Allah, let not our hearts turn back to corruption after you have guided us. And from your presence, grant us mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Assalamu alaikum. Get better.
Everybody gone?
Well, we were trying to close out. It seems like everybody has hung up or...
Okay. Inshallah, I'll talk to you and Akbar tomorrow, inshallah. You know, make sure y'all don't tear up the house.
Okay.
we got to get in shape to tear the house up. We got to get in shape.
So I'm glad you said that. Diane, I'm missing now. I can get him now. Uh-huh, yeah. Yes. Okay, we better get off this block talk radio, but we'll be on here in the morning. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Alaikum wa rahmatullah.